A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We've been looking at the danger of veiled scripture, that just like the Jews of Paul's day, whenever they read the Old Testament, their scriptures, their minds being hardened, find that the scriptures are veiled, even to this day, Paul says. You might say, but I'm not a Jew, I'm a Christian, I believe in all the doctrines of the Bible, and yet it is still possible that the scriptures and God himself, all of it is hidden from you, it is veiled. You might understand just a little bit, but in fact, God who wants to reveal himself hides himself from you. And as it says in verse 16, where we looked at last time, only if one turns to the Lord wholeheartedly is the veil removed. Imagine being a person trying to read through a veil. And it's not just through a see-through veil, but it is a veil that is a blockage completely. You're as good as blind. But now we read in our text for today, there where the Spirit of the Lord is. And it makes clear here that the Lord is the Spirit. Jesus Christ reveals himself through his Spirit. He and the Spirit are one. That is why we Christians, when we speak of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, he is one. We serve one God, not three. But there where Jesus Christ is, he is there through his Spirit. And if he is there, there is freedom. We hear a lot about freedom. Freedom from this, freedom from tax, freedom from all sorts of discrimination, and as wonderful as that might be, it is still not real freedom. Because the Bible tells us that only there where the Spirit of the Lord is free, is there freedom. So you need to ask yourself, are you free? Wena u nayo inkululeko na. You might say you are free, but in God's eyes you are in bondage to certain sins that hold you till today. You still clutch them in your hand. You haven't let go and turned to the Lord, the one who can remove the veil. Only where Jesus Christ is fully free in you will he grant you freedom.